This is Mike Gerhardt from Parkside Bible Church in Watertown as the Morris Hill pastor for the day. As I get older, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18 become more relevant to me. Let me read the verses to you. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Unquote. Landmarks like the promise of heaven direct our hope and strengthen our faith. The airlines are taking a lot of criticism these days for cutting back in their effort to save money. A lot of amenities have been taken away, like the meals, for example. I wonder if riding on Risk Your Life Discount Airlines, they would have a pitch for a complimentary parachute. The attendant would hold up the parachute, pointing to it, you know, the way they do, saying, make your trip more comfortable and more enjoyable, take a complimentary parachute. So you take one and you put it on, you insert the clip and pull the strap up to make it snug. You're sitting there with the parachute on your back, uncomfortable, trying to relax. When the attendant comes by to serve coffee, the strap gets in the way and the coffee spills all over. You take off the chute and proclaim, this stupid thing does not make my flight more comfortable or more enjoyable. Now, what if the attendant in the beginning was to say, our planes are known for having trouble and we have a complimentary parachute that will save your life. Now, you put it on, but when you got uncomfortable, you'd remember why you put it on, to save your life. You wouldn't mind the discomfort or the lack of enjoyment. Landmarks are there to remind you of why you trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. So even in the most difficult situations, you'll still live for Him. The landmark of heaven is not there to make this life more comfortable or more enjoyable. It is there to remind us of our loving Savior and a future with God as our Father. Maybe we need to die to self to live for Him. So please, die young. Fix your eyes on heaven and live for Jesus alone. Dying young to yourself, for there's so much to live for in Jesus. As Scripture says, fix your eyes on it. Until next time, this is Mike Gerhardt from Parkside Bible Church, hoping your life is a faith-filled adventure.